Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Thembisa Fikuda, political analyst at Africa Dialogue. Good morning once again. Thanks for joining us. This is becoming a very, very serious issue, it would seem.
Yes, it is. Almost 22 million people are facing starvation, both. Also, what further complicates the situation is that Afghanistan is experiencing the worst winter in decades. So that makes things even worse. And there's also a situation where the financial institutions, the US and some Western countries, have been withholding funds to Afghanistan, and that has further complicated the situation.
Mm-hmm. So we've got all of this. It's almost, in a negative way, a perfect storm, because you've got the world turning its back, which is understandable in many ways, and I'm not justifying or not, but we've got the world turning its back on Afghanistan. You've got a lot of organizations that would traditionally have been there in the past that have now left, as foreign nationals have left the country. We've got a new political situation that isn't particularly au fait or comfortable negotiating and talking with the rest of the world. And we've got natural disasters or a natural situation that's occurred anyway. All of that together, and it should be no shock that we're heading for a humanitarian crisis there.
No, definitely. It's going to be very difficult for the Afghans moving forward because of what you've just mentioned. But the other thing which I think is important, moving away from the health and the disaster situation that we find in Afghanistan at the moment, is the political challenge that the Afghans are facing, where you have the Western countries and democratic countries, particularly from the West, shunning Afghanistan. So what the Taliban government has left with at the moment is to approach countries like China, Russia, Turkey, and others for assistance. I'm not quite sure whether that will assist the cause or the intentions of the Western countries in terms of democratization in Afghanistan, if Afghanistan is going to start looking at those kind of countries that do not necessarily have a good track record when it comes to democracy. So we might just see Afghanistan and the Taliban actually being more emboldened to continue with its past practices if the support continues to come from countries like China, Russia, and Turkey, and if the Western countries continue to shun Afghanistan and refuse to assist and resource those funds that are currently necessary to alleviate the problem in that country.
Does it help to put pressure on the Taliban by not giving aid? And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but just assuming that as you've called it, the democratic countries around the world said, you know what, we can't. You've got weapons. You, one of our listeners saying, why can't, you know, sell your weapons, make sure that you are more, that you assist with aid, the Taliban themselves. By placing pressure on them and not assisting, is that going to help at all?
Well, it's not going to help, but the Western countries and these financial institutions have got no choice. The Taliban doesn't have a very good history when it comes to first directing funds to where the funds are supposed to be. And secondly, in terms of helping and assisting its own population. So you do understand why these countries are reluctant on giving the funds to the Taliban. But what I think might just help in Afghanistan is perhaps the welcoming back of all those non-governmental organizations that used to function in Afghanistan. And that parallelism, I think, might help, because you will have avenues through which all these Western countries can transfer funds to. Instead of giving to the Taliban government, they can start giving it to the relief agencies and these non-governmental organizations to continue doing the work that's necessary at the moment, if they continue doubting the bona fide of the Taliban in terms of ensuring that the funds that will be transferred will be used for the cause, not for other ulterior motives.
Which, of course, is a big problem. Or one of the challenges, I think there are probably many, but one of them is to make sure that the funds are used for people and for the right people. In other words, for people across the country and not just supporters of the Taliban, which is also probably quite a concern.
Yeah, well, I think what's urgent at the moment, perhaps if the United Nations can re-establish its presence, because it's one vehicle that can and assist in the absence of other non-governmental organizations that are non-partisan. But as long as the Taliban continues to be the sole provider of services, including relief work in Afghanistan, the situation will further deteriorate. And that's why many people, including countries like Qatar, are insisting that the United Nations and other non-governmental organizations that were operating before the Taliban took over must return, so that they can at least be that vehicle that will continue making sure that the people of Afghanistan get the relief that they deserve.
Have we seen any overtures from the Taliban in terms of the United Nations, the human aid organization? So we know that they made a lot of the right noises and made the right statements earlier, but we're not seeing them come through. We are seeing quite a significant amount of human rights or human rights abuses happening in Afghanistan. But if assuming a United Nations humanitarian organizations were to go back into the country, which I believe they should be doing, surely that would be respected?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that the Taliban is trying, notwithstanding. I'm not quite sure whether they know how to impress nor engage in charm offensive in attracting the humanitarian organization and non-governmental organizations. But they are trying at the moment. I think they're in the process of learning the new diplomatic language. They're not doing very well because
we are hearing atrocities. We are seeing we're not seeing women being allowed back into the workplace. We are seeing, public display of brutality. So all of that is still happening.
Oh yeah, that's all still happening. And I think it will continue impeding the new entrants and the return of other humanitarian agencies back into Afghanistan as long as that continues to happen. So we'll have to wait and see in the next coming weeks, because the situation right now is extremely dire. And I think the Taliban government understands that they need to make certain concessions in ensuring that these people or organizations return to Afghanistan.